If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, and I talk about something outside the world of pro wrestling.
And that is Myles Garrett hits Mason Rudolph in the head with a helmet, and what is the penalty? And I think that we'll find out really, really soon.
Yeah, and we kind of tie it back into the world of pro wrestling because we kind of have a conversation if anybody ever took any liberties in the ring during an actual match. Also, we get into CM Punk. Had to get your take, Mark, on everything that's going on with CM Punk.
And coming back on Fox in the way that he did was one of the things that I look forward to seeing him be critical of the WWE, but also to be able to enlighten the people about what's going on with him.
Also, we talk about AEW and NXT, the ratings war between the two, week 7 in the books. And we also go back to a conversation we had with Arn Anderson on yesterday's show, and he had some interesting things to say about heels, faces, and that gray area.
And you know what? Really, there shouldn't be any gray area in pro wrestling. And Arn talks about that. The black hat versus the white hat, the good versus the evil. Really important and unbelievably enlightening conversation.
All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Well, something that wasn't good for the brand, and that's the brand of the NFL, is what took place in that Thursday night game between the Steelers and the Browns. And I know that this is a pro wrestling show. Why are they talking about the NFL? This is what everyone's talking about. But there's a reason why. And if you didn't know, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns had a little scuffle with quarterback, Steelers quarterback, Mason Rudolph. And Myles Garrett actually took off his helmet and hit Mason Rudolph in the head with his helmet. Thank goodness Pouncey actually was able to hit his arm, so it lessened the blow and actually
twisted
the helmet, so it hit him at the bottom end of the helmet, not the crown of the helmet, which is what he was trying to hit Mason Rudolph with. Now, there's obviously a lot of conversation in the sports world about what kind of disciplinary action Myles Garrett is going to have to face after using that helmet as a weapon during a game. First of all, what did you think about the incident that took place last night on Thursday Night Football? And also, Mark, have you ever seen anything like that when it comes to pro wrestling?
First off, I'm going to say it's classless. It's disrespectful to the game, not just that team. And, you know, I've never been in a situation where I had to defend a teammate or I had to gloss over the fact that somebody that I was working with did something so deplorable that I couldn't defend them. I feel sorry for the Browns organization. I feel sorry for his teammates because he put them in a position where they have to defend somebody that was wrong as hell. On so many levels, he was wrong. And, you know, like, what was his name? Jose Offerman, JoJo's dad, was the guy in Major League Baseball that went to the pitcher's mound with the baseball bat, and he got a lifetime suspension. So that's what we're talking about now. Like, there's people who woke up this morning on football, and they're talking about, you know, painting Myles Garrett as a victim, and that's bullshit. Like, Myles Garrett should miss the rest of this season, and he should probably miss 6 games. There's 10 games in the season now?
Plus, there's 16 games to a season.
How many games do we have left in this
season? Oh, in this season, I think we're, about halfway done? Probably 7 games left in this season, I'm thinking.
He should miss 7 and then miss 10 next year. And a calendar football season he should miss. Like, you should never, and I'm talking about without pay. I'm not talking about let his ass stay at home and get a nice cushy check and go to the Bahamas. Well, you know, that shows you where my money is. I had to go to the Bahamas. I can't go to Fiji and the south of France and all the stuff that you see these players do in the off season. Like, this dude has got to be punished. It's got to be something that's a harsh enough penalty that nobody will ever swing a helmet again. And Alex Metz, who I disagreed with him in the sense that Alex said he should just cut him. And I thought, you know, that might be a little bit too harsh to get rid of him. He's a great talent. He needs to serve his penance. But I wouldn't get rid of him. I might hold him over to next year. And then when he comes off suspension, I'd trade his ass because he's on strike three. Like, you can't not disrespect the brand. You can't disrespect the – you can't not show up to work and just coexist and try to play to your best abilities and enjoy the game. You gotta be the deplorable one. There's always one or two guys, and it was the same way in wrestling. I'm not naming any names, Bob Holly, but there's been some guys that – they just weren't cool. They were spot pickers. They bullied guys. They, you know, like, they wouldn't bring that to Bully Ray. They wouldn't bring that to me or Brock. But they would find the small guy that, you know, the extra talent who didn't have any power and was just happy to be there and just do them dirty, just do them bad. And that's the only thing that I can equate this to as far as wrestling. And there has been incidences that you were telling me that there was a girl that hurt somebody because she just wanted to hurt her.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I think it's been 2 years now, Sexy Star did that with Rosemary in the ring, hurt her.
Damn.
Like, and listen, you're all athletes, whether this is football, baseball, basketball, or professional wrestling. You depend on the other person to think of your safety. Like, when you're in the ring with somebody, Mark, I mean, you have to go in there with the confidence that the person you're going in the ring with has your safety in mind.
Right.
And is not going to physically hurt you. Now, with Sexy Star, I mean, she continued to wrestle after that, but her name has been now dragged through the mud. I don't think a major company will ever give her a major contract, because how are you going to have confidence in somebody if they went into the ring and intentionally hurt somebody? It's the same thing with the NFL. This isn't back in the day where, you know, you tried to hurt somebody. I would figure we graduated from that line of thinking. That, you know, whether you had a disagreement or a little scuffle, you take off your helmet. And you're trying to hit somebody in the head. And by the way, just so you know, Mason Rudolph didn't have his helmet on. So
he was hitting him with his own helmet.
Yes.
He snatched Mason Rudolph's helmet off his head, which, you know, it hurt like hell when that chin strap. And these guys, the chin straps they have now are not the chin straps that we had when we were playing, where they had the little snap buckles.
Just, it would just snap off.
These chin straps they have now are zips. Like, it hurt like hell for that face mask, for that chin strap to come across his face. It hurt. And for him to even think whatever he said, whatever he did, to turn that helmet and swing to hit him in the head, thank God that Pouncey grabbed his forearm while he was swinging that, because it turned his arm and it hit him with the bottom side of the helmet like he was going to put it back on his head.
Yep.
Rather than getting hit with the crown of that. He just got back from concussion. Mason Rudolph, well, how many games did he miss?
I don't know. But
he missed like two or three games. So, like, this could have been something really catastrophic that we wouldn't be talking about suspensions and docking money. We'd be talking about a criminal charge. which still may not be out of the realm of possibilities.
Let me ask you this. Let's just say in the world of the WWE where you came from, Mark, a wrestler intentionally hurt another wrestler. Not there was an accident in the ring. Not that like a spot didn't go the way that you thought it would. We see that all the time. We saw that, you know, with, you know, unfortunately with Paige's injury, where things like that happen and mistakes happen.
Yeah.
But what if like somebody intentionally went into that ring to hurt somebody? What would happen to that wrestler?
The worst case scenario, all the boys would kick their ass. I guarantee you. Like, if you hurt somebody intentionally and everybody visibly saw, oh, he went out and went into business for himself, we would say. He would get destroyed when he walked through that curtain. Because everybody has allies and friends. And I guarantee you, nobody was going to pull him off. The worst thing you could do is get in a disagreement or argument or fight and nobody comes to your aid because you're wrong and you deserve what you get.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what would be the case. I don't think that Vince would definitely fire him and probably sue him for back pay and all kind of stuff. You'd be in a bad place in pro wrestling.
So, but you're pretty confident that Vince McMahon would fire that wrestler.
I know it right off the bat. Like, hey, you could take your ball and go home. Because I've seen less things people got fired for. I'm not mentioning the guy's name, but there was a guy that I was wrestling that didn't want to do something, and he got fired for it. And it's like, I'm not going to do it. So he made it look like shit, and it ended up still making the air. But the next week, he had to come and do it anyway. And should have just did it the first time. It ended up happening, but, you know, that guy, got fired. And I just feel bad for his team. Because he's one of the highest paid players on the team. He's one of the better players on the team. And the Browns just can't win, man. I was cheering for them this year. I was hoping that they were going to be able to turn it around. They got a quarterback that I feel like is a franchise quarterback. He hadn't had a great season as he did last year, but still, I see Baker Mayfield as a dominant player in this game. And Odell Beckham, despite the fact that they use him as a decoy more than they use him as a prominent player, as a focal point in their offense, which he should complain about and not get ridiculed for it, I think that that's something that they should really, like, be upset about. Like, that team should have the right to say, maybe Alex is right. Maybe they should just, you know, I'm cut, wash my hands of you. You're cut and have nothing to do with you. And then have all the teams for one calendar year not be able to sign him. You can pick him up, but he's not going to be able to play for 16 games or 17 games. That's just my point of view on it.
No, because at the end of the day, it hurts the brand. And whether it's the NFL or whether it's the world of pro wrestling, you have to think of people's safety. When I work out, I go hard. But the harder you go, the more tired you get, right? Your body and your breathing slow down. What if we could dial up the intensity and sustain our workouts? Training Mask will get you there. Training Mask is the industry leader in the development of performance breathing. Better breathing can help burn fat, build muscle, and improve your workout. Look, when we want stronger biceps, we train with weights. The resistance pushes your muscle. Training Mask provides resistance to your respiratory muscles, which control your airflow. What does this all mean? We can go harder, faster, and longer without the fatigue. Dial up the intensity, boost stamina, and maximize recovery time. Training Mask is what separates good fitness from athletic excellence, and you can learn more at TrainingMass.com. Professional athletes and personal trainers use it, and so can you. Let's add more horsepower to our workout. Visit TrainingMass.com. That's TrainingMass.com. The two shows that we saw this past Wednesday, which was week 7 of the Wednesday Night War, I actually thought that it was NXT's best show and AEW's best show since they've been going head-to-head. Still, NXT has been able to close the gap with AEW when it comes to the ratings. They did last week, made a lot of sense because a lot of promotion leading up to Survivor Series.
But well, Dave, you know that close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes.
That's true.
There is a winner and a loser. And right now, unfortunately, the WWE is losing. And that is not going over well with Vince. I don't care what nobody says. I know Vince is not the end-all, be-all in this deal, but still his name is attached to it, and he wants victories. And they're going to have to, like, push the envelope a little bit. I mean, I thought it was a great show. I was into every match. And just the opening, you know, like, I'm slowly becoming a super fan right now. And the way they opened the show with the Cruiserweight Championship
yes.
was really, really good. And I'm hoping that they do more of having big, strong matches like that right off the bat and then going to promo segments and introducing what else is going to happen in the show. But AEW equally as good. We're doing things that I thought were trailblazing. You know, like there was so much of a comedic, and, you know, I love the comedy, and, you know, I've been doing a lot of writing and did a couple of comedy shows myself. I haven't laughed so much watching wrestling as watching MJF and Jericho in the ring going back and forth. Like crisscross applesauce. I mean, just they had me laughing. And I think that as a fan of pro wrestling, I'm the one that's winning.
Yep.
I could care less about who's winning the ratings and all of that. I'm just going to watch them both. And I can't watch both at the same time. And I've alternated. So last week, I watched WWE, I watched NXT first, and then I watched this week, I watched AEW, and next week I'll watch NXT. So I'm just flip-flopping, and then I'll watch the recording of the other brand, whichever one I don't watch. When I was thinking to myself, what is on the WWE show right now while I was watching AEW? That's what I found myself doing this week as opposed to any other week, because I actually had this anticipation of what was to be on NXT. That rhymed. I'm a rapper. because I want of what happened last week.
Yep.
And all the stuff that's transpiring with Finn Balor and the Bullet Club versus him with the guns. And, like, I mean, it's just like, I wanted to know, but I wanted to hold that suspense. So I watched AEW, laugh my rear end off, and saw some really good matches. I mean, Hangman Page, golly, on that brand, he's in the top five.
Hangman Page, that match with Hangman Page and Pac. First of all,
that match was good.
On the pay-per-view Saturday, it was really good. And the match we saw on Wednesday might have even been better.
I think so. I mean, they did a little bit more bells and whistles.
Yeah.
But that match on television Wednesday was spectacular. And it was just a well-balanced show. And they, you know, just the whole promo segments of watching this, you know, seeing Moxley do his thing. I like payoffs. If you introduce the baby oil, I wanted to see brother put the baby oil all on and stuff. Like, don't throw it away and don't give it to me. Oh, that was the only thing that upset me in the whole show. But I really did enjoy that. Like, seeing Kenny Omega go to the medical staff and them saying, hey, man. Like, it was drama. You hear the music in the background and him talking to the trainer and the doctor. And it was good TV.
And I know for you as an athlete and also as a huge sports fan, you got to admire the fact that, you know what, Kenny Omega's not medically cleared to be on the show today.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
That happens. And I like that there's a lot of realism in what we're seeing right now on both brands, NXT and AEW, because more than any other WWE product, I look at NXT as the closest thing to, like, sport. As far as it's more sport than entertainment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's something that's really prevalent in wrestling today that didn't exist last year. Mm-hmm. Just as from one year to the next, you see people entertaining and the emphasis on wins and losses, which really never played a part in wrestling as I could ever remember, other than the Undertaker streak. That's the only thing where wins and losses matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and AEW, it matters.
Right, so for AEW, it matters, and they talk about it, and guys make reference to it. And even Moxley kind of poked fun at it. He was like, does that count? You know, just like it was pretty cool to see.
So week 7 in the books between AEW and NXT, AEW has won every single week. Does that surprise you at all?
It does. I thought that they won two shows. And, you know, the show of the invasion, mm-hmm. and the show where Keith Lee and Matt Riddle had the tag in the main event. I thought those two shows were better. But 2 out of 7, you're still behind.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not, we're early in the first quarter.
It's early.
And I'm, you know, it's a long, long game. But eventually, you know, Vince is going to want some wins.
And it's going to be interesting to see if he does get into the fold more, gets a little bit more hands-on. You know, this is 7 weeks straight that they've lost the ratings war to AEW. I'm wondering if Vince McMahon does get more involved, and if he does, what exactly he's going to do in order to make sure that they win one of these weeks.
You know, I think that a lot of the focal point is the marketing is on Raw and SmackDown. And they're doing a commercial here and there of NXT on Fox or mm-hmm. NXT on USA. But the full court press for AEW is all about Wednesday on TNT.
Yep.
So, like, there is an advantage that they have with their marketing. And from a business standpoint, you have to take that in consideration. The WWE, the way that if they said, Mark, we hear you on Busted Open, you always seem like you have an opinion. What would you want done that you think could help since you know so damn much? And I would say, first off, I would have about 5 guys come to the ring collectively, stand in the middle of the ring and say, nobody knows who the hell I am because I don't get airtime. And I'm good enough. I've worked my ass off to get here. And I demand a shot at a title or just to be the number one contender. And then another guy comes out, and he says the same thing. He's like, well, if you're going to get up here and grandstand, well, I'm going to say it, I want my shot too. And then another guy. And then another guy that you haven't seen. And even some of the guys like Angel, I'm impressed with him.
Yeah, Angel Garza.
I'm becoming a fan. So you have the guys like him so upset. You know what? I've got a little TV time, but I'm thinking titles. And you have this whole thing of guys that are not getting a shot versus the guys that are. He's like, Roderick Strong has been standing out here with rolling his thumbs. Like, why don't you give me a shot, Roderick? All of these guys in the Undisputed Era. Like, I want him. And then you have the other guy. Well, shoot, he's not doing nothing. Why don't you, me and you, have a match tonight? And it's like, create turmoil. And that's what the show is missing. They have great wrestling. Tell me when you saw a bad match. I'll wait.
There hasn't been.
But what is it that about pro wrestling that draws you in? Emotions. The last time that there was emotion on that show was the invasion stuff, yes. And when Steve Regal said, War Games. That's the only two things I can think of, Alex. Can you think of any other ones that just made you say, oh, I got to tune in? We need more turmoil. We need more angst. We got to see the NXT guys rebel against the system.
I love what you're saying. So what you're saying with NXT, you're getting great wrestling.
Great wrestling.
But you need to get more of a story and more emotion.
I want more emotion.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details. Details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
Not only are we back on the air, Mark, but also CM Punk is back. He makes his return on WWE Backstage. Punk surprises the WWE Universe at the end, very end of that show from Tuesday night. And Fox hired him. WWE signed off on it. What do you think about CM Punk being back in the fold?
I think it's great for wrestling as a whole. He garners a lot of attention. He's a polarizing figure. I just want to know, is there still vile and venom? He's an employee of Fox, correct?
Yes.
So the WWE can't fire him, so he can say whatever the hell he wants. He can say that I'm covering this and I'm seeing some of the same old, which would be not good for the WWE. And why would Fox put themselves in a position where they would have to answer to the WWE like, hey, come on, guys. Like, really? Like, that's what we're doing now? Listen, I want y'all to make sure that we're not being belittled. At the same time, get, you know, a fair shake. And I don't know. And I'm not saying that he's got to play the company guy role. Y'all can't see the quotations, the company guy, and not be critical. But I think that was CM Punk's concern, right, is having the handcuffs on him. He wants to be critical and say what he thinks.
Well, I mean, listen, CM Punk didn't leave the WWE on the best of terms. I mean, there was a lawsuit. There's accusations towards the WWE doctor. I mean, there was a lot of bad blood. Now, this is over 5 years ago, and he's somebody that even up to a year ago when he was, you know, doing MMA, that he said he just never watches pro wrestling anymore. It's just not something that excites him. I actually read a quote from an interview that he did about a year and a half ago where he says that he can't get through 8 seconds of a match. Now here he is hosting a show. He's not going to be a permanent host. I guess he's going to come in and out, though he's definitely going to be on the show next week. And he's obviously going to have to watch wrestling to be a part of this show. And I'm just wondering, Mark, and I think it's what you're alluding to, is that if he's going to have the love and passion to be able to do this.
And he's going to have to watch at least 8 hours a week of WWE programming. And they're going to want him to probably actually know a little bit more about the Bump Show and all of the other programs that they have, so he can comment on those things that are publicized. I know if I'm watching 14 hours of wrestling, my wife sees me on my phone and she's like, "What are you watching now?" And I'm like, "Power. What are you watching now? Wow, ROH. Now I get to watch Impact, like in the same vein as Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW.
Yep.
Man, I'm watching a lot of wrestling, and I missed the last couple of episodes of New Japan because it comes on so late.
Yeah, and it gets kind of lost on gets lost in your DVR.
Yeah, like I mean it's time to, like, they're gonna have to move that show up on the last day that there's no wrestling. And that's Thursday.
You and Ryan do a segment on the show every week where you talk about the show of the week.
Right.
And I listen to you. You and Ryan do a great job on Saturdays. Jonathan Hood filling in for Ryan McKinnell this Saturday, which I'm really looking forward to listening tomorrow morning.
I'm excited about it, too.
Yeah. And I started thinking about it, Mark, because I was thinking about, all right, what was my favorite show of the week? All of a sudden, it starts smelling good here in the studio.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? I think somebody got your breakfast.
I'm getting excited. Nice. I had to cover my...
What'd you get, a little egg and cheese?
A little bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Good for
I'm
you.
All about that pig.
Good
I love
you.
Pigs, and pigs love me.
So yeah. I started thinking about
that?
It. Yeah. Oh, my God. You can just... Go ahead, Ian.
Y'all hear that?
All right, we'll try to break early.
Success.
We'll try to break early. So I started thinking about the segment that you do with Ryan, Show of the Week. And I started thinking about, all right, like, how many shows are there in the week? And I started thinking about what I watch. And by the way, I can't watch everything. It's impossible to watch everything. But here are the shows that I watch.
Okay.
I watch Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I watch NWA Power, Impact Wrestling, NXT, AEW, I watch SmackDown, I watch House of Hardcore, I watch MLW, I watch WOW Women of Wrestling, I watch New Japan, and I watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Okay, so you're up three on me. Championships of Hollywood. I'm not really familiar right now with MLW's product, even though when I did watch it, probably about 3 weeks ago, it was really good. And I told myself, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to add another 2 hours of wrestling to my week. But, you know.
That's over 20 hours of wrestling I watch in a week. And I'm not watching everything because, unfortunately, I have to admit this, and people might kill me on this, it's been a while since I watched 205 Live. I just don't have the time. I really don't. I catch up. I do watch the highlights on WWE.com, but I have to admit, like, those are the...
I haven't watched in the last couple of weeks. I've been running all over the place, so the last couple of weekends has been hard for me. So that's why. Not because I'm not interested in the work or interested in the shows. It's just that I've been pretty busy.
Those are the 11 shows I watch on a weekly basis.
Wow.
And listen, like, a lot of people kill me on the WOW Women of Wrestling. I love WOW Women of Wrestling. You and I have talked about it. It's something
it's
that
dessert.
I enjoy. A little bit. Like, we know that we're going to be talking about Raw. We know we're going to be talking about AEW and NXT and SmackDown. And honestly, lately... And I want to talk more about it, maybe next week, get a little bit even deeper into it, is NWA Power, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite shows of the week.
And I had a guy come up to me the other day in the airport, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm a big fan of you and Dave, and I listen to the show. Man, that Dave is a piece of work, isn't he?" I was like, "Yes, he is. He is a piece of work." He says, "Man, why don't y'all talk about Power more?" He's like, "Man, it takes me back to..." And he said the same things that we say.
Yeah.
It takes him back to when he was a kid. He was a 45-year-old guy, I think he said. And it reminded him of his childhood, of watching wrestling. So, like, that's the nostalgic part of pro wrestling power gives us, and that's the way I feel too. And they're doing a great job.
And Nick Aldis, and I'll get to my point why I brought this up. Like, Nick Aldis as your NWA champion, I put him. I probably say he represents himself and his brand and his show more than any other champion in pro wrestling right now.
Yeah, and visibly says that carrying the title is bigger than him.
Yep.
Most wrestlers won't do that. They won't put something else in front of who they are. They talk about being the champion and what it takes to be the champion. And I travel this road and I take any challenger, but they don't say, but this title, all the people that held it, the reverence that the title
has.
Who
does that?
Like, and Power, they do that more than any other show. But they're the only one that does it. Actually, well, AEW, they started talking about how their title, what it meant and how much it cost and, you know, all the time that went in to make that title, yada, yada, yada. But Power puts reverence on the history of the title. And AEW is creating a history for their title. It's a new title. But
Nick
think
Aldis,
about
yeah.
all the people that have held that. And Nick is, he does a hell of a job, man, of letting everybody know.
Mark, as you're talking, I'm thinking about how Nick Aldis in the last show was talking about Harley Race. Go and watch NWA Power and watch and look at the way Nick Aldis holds the championship title. He doesn't fling it on his shoulder. He doesn't hold it in his hand. He cradles it in his arms like a baby almost, the way he holds that championship title, that you see it. When he turns a corner, he walks on set, when he walks in front of a podium, when he's walking on TV the first time, the first thing you notice is that championship title. Why? Because he's champ. And to get back to the point that I'm trying to make, with all those hours of wrestling, with all those shows that I watch, with all the shows that you watch, now here's another show, WWE Backstage, which got a horrific rating last week. They have to do something where they stand above everything else. They're going to have to do something that lights a fire and creates a spark for that show. CM Punk is that guy. Now, I know a lot of people are now thinking he's going to be jumping back in the ring. He's going to wrestle. I still don't think that's what he wants to do.
I don't think so either.
Interesting.
And I can tell you, just from opinion, the way that you can kind of tell a guy's going to go back into wrestling is when they start commenting on how hungry they are, or I've been away long enough that I miss it, you know, and I got that itch. He's not remotely saying anything like that right now.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Incredible match to start off NXT Wednesday night.
Yeah, I was just blown away. And Leo Rush is so quick. And his balance is, I don't know if I can say unrivaled, because, you know, you're going to have rivals, and especially in a company that's as big as the WWE is and as many guys as they have. And you can see the matches week to week. But impressive. I mean, just really impressive. And they had me the whole time.
Incredible match. Let's go out to David in Atlanta. What's going on, David?
Good morning, Falls County Anywhere Friday. How y'all doing?
What's up, David?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. It's always a privilege to be on the air talking to you guys.
Thank you, man. It's good to have you on.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, I want to throw two things at you. I think these two things might help NXT get a bigger boost. Number one, I play football. You play football. There's something about having that home crowd, but what if NXT – once or twice a month went on the road?
I said the same thing. We're brothers of the same mind.
And then they come back to Full Sail. The home crowd's happy to have them back, but then maybe once or twice a month, If they're in Chicago, one of their Chicago stars gets a big push. If they're in Boston, one of their Boston stars. But here's another one. I don't think they can do this with the tag team titles yet. And I know the Universal Championship and the WWE Championship, there's a whole lot of stuff there. But what if just the U.S. title, North American title, and the Intercontinental title were not exclusive? What if they could travel brand to brand and build up the mid-card stars?
Wow. And you know what, man? You should be booking.
Hey,
that was pretty good.
I would love to do it.
All right, David. Well, thanks for the call. I let him go. We couldn't get his information.
I missed the opportunity.
David, really good call. Listen, one thing, and I actually said this to Alex Metz, our producer, Thursday morning before the show with Bully. That crowd could be great at Full Sail, and it could be bad. And here's what I mean. During that main event on Wednesday between Io Shirai and Mia Yim, that ladder match, which was a phenomenal match.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of times during that match, that Full Sail crowd seemed dead.
Like they died.
Silent. Dead silent, Mark, for a match like that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is they're just watching and not being always active participants. And that's something that, you know, wrestling is the foundation of wrestling is getting the crowd involved. And I thought that the match was garnered the attention. It wasn't like they were, you know, out there pitching a whiffing at the ball and not, mm-hmm. you know, it was they had a hell of a match.
But you know what? As you were talking before, I was thinking of that match because you talked about having a great match, but also having emotional investment. You know, I think a lot of fans that were at Full Sail that night, they didn't have an emotional investment with either wrestler. They really like Io Shirai and they really like Mia Yim because you're actually hearing some chants for Io and then you're hearing Mia Yim chants. I mean, to me, you got to get that emotional investment. Now, after that kind of a match, I would think that there's going to be some emotional investment. The next time you see Mia Yim, it's somebody that you're going to be excited to see, but maybe that's something you have to build on.
It is definitely something you have to build on. And I think that they will get the reaction of, like, respect for the last match. You know, the match was that good. And she got busted open.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like, yeah, good job, man. Way to come back from the injury. So she's going to get some of that. But why not have them both come to the ring and shake hands and hug and as they're leaving, two people come out and challenge them, and you have a match where it's a tag match with Io and Mia against these other two bad guys. Oh, y'all want to come out and hug it out. You know, how about y'all get back in the ring and we bust your faces open again? You're like, ooh, okay. Now there's an emotional connection, and the crowd can say, kick their ass. You know, like that's what I'm missing from NXT. I want to see more of the thing. You know, Arn said it yesterday. He said, you have the white hat and the black hat.
Yep.
You have the good guy and the bad guy. You have to be able to expound on that every week. It's not something that you could take for granted and just expect that is going to happen.
Well, Mark, it's funny you brought that up because, as you said, Arn Anderson was on the show yesterday. We actually have that clip of what you're just talking about with the black hat and the white hat. And again, this is our interview, myself and Bully, with Arn Anderson from our show yesterday.
Everybody hates when you take a liberty or somebody is being picked on because of whatever the reason. They were smaller, they were greener, they had less experience. It came from behind, all those things that went into making a heel. If we really wanted to concentrate on making heels, number one, you have to create people that they like. And this whole gray area thing that's been going on, I'm sorry, I'm a proponent. When I watch a movie, I want a black hat and I want a white hat. If everybody's gray, everybody's got their gray hats on, how am I supposed to pick out who I like and who I don't like unless they do something unlikable?
It's a great quote from Arn Anderson because it's absolutely true. To garner that emotion, there has to be somebody that you absolutely love or absolutely hate. We were talking about MJF on the show yesterday. MJF, I hate. No matter who he's in the ring with, I'm going to cheer for that other person because I hate MJF that much. I want to see MJF get his ass kicked.
I do too.
I think with AEW, you're getting that now. Now, listen, there is some gray area. I get that. But you know what? I love Cody Rhodes. I hate MJF. I love the Young Bucks. You know, I hate Chris Jericho. Like, there's emotional investment going on that show. I think NXT needs to do more of that. Because I'll bring up the perfect scenario is with Finn Balor. Now, Finn Balor, now I guess he's the heel on NXT.
He's gray.
But you know what? You loved Finn Balor. And it was kind of a cool moment when he showed up on NXT. Kind of hard to hate Finn Balor. Kind of hard to boo Finn Balor.
Not to me if he goes out there and beats up people that I like.
Well, let me ask you this. On NXT, who do you absolutely love on NXT? Like that you want, that you cheer for every time you see them?
I think there's a lot of gray on NXT.
I think you're right.
That's the reason that sometimes you have lukewarm type of feelings is because they're gray.
And you know,
and I want to see a definitive good guy, white hat, mm-hmm. as Arn said it, which I'll never forget, and the black hat. I want to see the heel. Somebody that's deplorable that you want to see them get their ass kicked. And that's, wow, that's unbelievable. I mean, you put me on the spot.
But if you have to think that hard about it, Mark, that means that there is too much of a gray area on that show right now.
And I like Keith Lee, but I can't definitively say, well, he don't have a bad bone in his body. Or Matt Riddle doesn't have a bad bone. I can't think of anybody that I like. You know, I really like Velveteen Dream, but I don't see him. And when I did see him, it wasn't.
He's hurt now.
He's gray.
He's hurt now.
He was gray when I saw him.
But those first few weeks, he didn't grab me like he did when that show was on the network. It was just like a different Velveteen Dream on USA.
Yeah, it was like, I think the handcuffs are on. Don't go out there and be too flamboyant. Let people go out and be themselves and be the athlete or the killer, the stalwart for the business that they want to be. Like, let them go. Take the handcuffs off.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.